You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. John Denny. Fan us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or join in on the conversation on Google Plus.
Got it. Red laser. I got it. Keep it coming. All right.
And then just kind of go.
Hello, and welcome to Screen View Episode 7. I am your host, Peter Van, and joining me are the other two hosts, John Denny and Amy Morgan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and we are actually back. Last week we took a little hiatus, and we are back now. So,
I was almost ready to go on and have a show by myself, but
right,
yeah, that would. That's when I was like really, really sick. I was going to bed early that night, I feel crappy.
I mean, it could have totally been, you know, the John ranting hour. I don't really find an issue with that. Truthfully,
that's all I need is for my wife to have, you know, me locked in a bedroom,
yelling,
screaming about shows and movies by myself.
Screaming.
Yeah,
it's like, what is happening? Nothing. I'm doing work. Because that's what happens all the time. You just scream at stuff. Okay, so we got a little bit of house cleaning to do before we get to our topic. If you didn't notice, if you haven't gone to tfradio.net recently, we are posting a podcast every day. If you're wondering why, or if you haven't noticed this trend, it is National Podcast Posting Month. Today is the 17th, which means we are fully halfway into National Podcast Posting Month. What does that mean? It means we will be posting a podcast every day until the end of the month. Of course, you know, if you are a regular TF Radio Network listener, then you will be familiar with Radio Free Cybertron, the flagship Transformers podcast, as well as the video game podcast New Soundwave, the ridiculous Your Mom Jokes of Superhero Time, which talks about Sentai shows. And you will also be interested in maybe Fanboy Versus, which is apparently Gail Simone
sponsored.
No, yeah,
kidding.
Gail Simone. She is, she is a fan of the show. So that is another reason why you should listen. If you are a fan of Gail Simone, you should be a fan of her, because, you know,
she's awesome.
Good writer. Yeah.
And then there's also another show that Amy is on, of course.
Yep.
And that show is Bitmapped 2099.
Yes.
To 2099. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it that way.
No, that's 2099. Yeah.
2099. Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah.
What is the topic of that podcast?
It follows the Marvel 2099 comics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I know.
Countdown?
What's that?
Is it like a countdown? 88 years left?
Oh, no. No, we just go through by month. Every the issues we go through and review them. So we do two a podcast, I believe. So, yeah, it's fun.
Interesting. It's very interesting. It's very fun.
Of the art and just all of the art and the stories, some of them are good. Some of them are, that's okay. And, you know, so we talk about it. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Okay, so let's see. There are also, for the National Podcast Posting Month, that's really long. I'm just going to call it NAPOPOMO from now on. New shows include Old Soundwave, which is retro New Soundwave, so, you know, old shows. A show called Still Real to Me, which is about wrestling. I'm not sure how often that's going to be going on, but it's in beta form right now. Outside the Cage is making its way back, which is an MMA show. They'll be work, well, you know, through the rest of the month, there'll be other specials like Dark of the Moon commentary, Transformers Dark of the Moon, for those who don't know. And there will be some commentary on some Star Trek shows, episodes. I'm not exactly sure which one. They don't have it figured out.
They haven't decided yet. Yeah.
No, not yet. But, you know, check on the Facebook page. There will be a poll up soon, I am sure. Let's see what else. Then we have some Black Friday shows as well, like stuff about Black Friday stories, which will be fun. Okay, so now that we have finished that, we are going to jump right into the movies. So I don't know if you guys know about this, but a couple big trailers came out this week. And one of them is The Hunger Games. I don't know if you guys have heard of this movie or heard of the book at all.
I've heard of the book. I have it. I've never read it yet.
Yeah. Okay.
So now I will make myself read it before the movie comes out.
Steph had bought it for our Nook. So
awesome.
When I get around to it, I'll read it.
Very cool. All right. I have read the book, and it is good. It's I had just come from a stint of reading nonfiction books, so this is definitely not a nonfiction book. Actually, I am playing the trailer right now for our live viewers, as well as the people who will watch this on video later. It's pretty much about it's like a dystopic future, more or less, and it's about these 12 colonies previously that rebelled against the government, and they lost. So pretty much, to say, hey, here is some retribution for us. Every year, we're going to pick two people from each colony, and you're going to fight to the death. And whoever comes out at the end will pretty much, you know, be set for life. And obviously, that kind of sucks for a lot of people. And it turns out that this girl who's only 12 or 13, she's much younger than you would believe it to her to be in terms of like the context of this book. Her younger sister, who is a first year, is pretty much drafted into the games. She's very young. She's just a kid. So she volunteers herself to fight instead. And it pretty much follows her going through the Hunger Games. Does she live? Does she not? Who knows? We're not sure.
Sounds like a mix between like Gladiator and Battle Royale. Have you ever seen that movie?
It's pretty similar to that. It's like everybody is pretty much all the colonies are like there's just different colonies. Like the colony that that the main character is from is very poor. So you know, there are ones that aren't as poor, the ones that are training specifically, but there are ones that are her that just hunt for survival.
Right.
It's definitely not the concept itself is not unique, but putting it in a bringing them in like a
just really excited for it.
It's good. Okay, so I'll shut up about that one. so yeah, that'll be out next year. In March 23rd, 2012. And then, it's going to be a while, but this is the first trailer. This is the first theatrical trailer that's coming out. So it'll
awesome.
Be interesting.
Is this like a definite, absolutely, this is the date it's definitely coming out, we're not going to push it back at all type thing?
It may not.
Okay. Just because I remember when, like, last year, Green Lantern was supposed to come out, you know,
and they pushed
around
it back.
Around January, and they pushed it to March, and then they pushed it to June. So.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not. Not sure. not exactly sure. So the next one we will talk about is the trailer from Disney Pixar called Brave. It is about... it is pretty much about a kid who is... She's Scottish, and then she wants to have a fun adventure life, and then makes a deal with a witch, and pretty much turns the whole world upside down, and she has to go save it. Which is not what you would consider a normal Disney Pixar film, but we will. I don't know. What, have you guys watched this trailer? Have you guys seen it?
I did. I watched it like about an hour ago before we started the podcast because I was kind of getting ready for it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh wow, this is kind of cool. I kind of look forward to it. Looks interesting. I'm like, oh okay, it's a different thing. I did not expect, but and you're right. It kind of does have a little bit more of a more mature kind of feel to it. I'm all right with that. I think it's good. I think it'll be good. Yeah.
I haven't seen the trailer for it, but overall, I have to say I have never been interested in Disney movies since The Lion King came out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait.
I mean,
not even
saw
Pixar movies?
The first Pixar movie I saw was The Incredibles, and that was like 2 years after it was on DVD.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Yeah. I really had no interest. And I'm surprised, Pete, that you're surprised, because, I don't know, it seemed like, what was the first Pixar movie, like Toy Story at 95?
I don't know. I considered, since your wife is attempting to collect every single Disney film that is, I thought you would be remotely interested.
That's what happened is, you know, I set on this quest to watch a bunch of movies that everyone else says is good, and it happened to be that all the Toy Story movies were on these lists, and Finding Nemo was on the list, and, you know, whatever. And she has a Disney credit card, so every once in a while she accumulates the points, and she has to spend it on whatever Disney stuff. So she gets, last time she got like 22 Disney movies for free, basically. So I've got a bunch of Disney movies in my house that I've never seen. That, you know, but getting back to the Pixar type thing, she had put on her Netflix list like Wall-E and Up and like the more recent Pixar movies. So I have seen those. And it seems like those topics are a little more mature. As an adult, you look at it and you say, oh my God, this movie Up isn't for kids at all. And
it's a very morbid film.
Right. And Wall-E is very depressing about how, you know, in the future everyone's going to be big and fat and you can't walk around and there's nobody able to live on planet Earth because they're destroying it.
Yeah.
Kids don't see that. They see a robot that's, you know, cute and whatever.
And he says weird, and you can only say his name.
Wall-E.
He's a robot Pokemon.
Right.
He's a robot Pokemon. I love it.
But, you know, as an adult, you know, you see these things and you're like, oh, wow, you know, it's a deep meaning.
Yeah. They don't think about the big picture. They're just seeing, oh, it's a cute robot that's doing these things on the screen. You know, yeah. So it can be a little dark.
This is the type of movie that, you know, is along that same vein where it's got a very deep message that the adults get and the kids, you know, there's like a, you know, it's like a goofball, you know, sidekick character that they all love or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see. I haven't seen the trailer yet, but I'm sure I'll see it eventually.
Yeah, it'll be. I think it'll be. It's definitely going to be a different thing that Pixar is going to be trying. So it'll be interesting. That doesn't come out until like next summer, so you'll have more time to evaluate. And then for all those that are interested, I guess Titanic 3D trailer is out. I'm not even going to bother talking about it because we've already seen the movie. People died. The shipwreck.
Hey, everybody is done.
Yeah, the world has moved on. James Cameron decided to milk more.
Does he not have enough money yet? Like, that's what this is. It's a ploy to get
money enough last time.
It's a post conversion. I don't know.
And it's a drama, like. I don't know.
And it's snappy.
We already know. I mean, if you haven't seen it by now, just to let you know, Leonardo DiCaprio dies. Spoiler alert.
And the ship sinks.
Yeah, the ship sinks.
A lot of people die.
I mean, it's not unheard of that movies are being released years and years later, but it just seems so weird that, like, I don't know, gimmicky for it to be him, James Cameron, and his last big blockbuster, you know, 14 years ago. You know what I mean? Like,
that long ago? Oh, my gosh.
Is it
96?
Is it me, or does, I mean, No, 90, yeah, 96, it wasn't, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
Gosh, wow.
It seems like Snow White is released like every like 15 years or so in theaters.
But it's on, but you know, yeah, but they so lock it away in the vault, right? You
gotta, I guarantee the next time it's released in theaters, it'll be in 3D. That's all I'm saying.
Get it while it's hot. Well, Lion King came out, right?
Yeah. That's right.
They released Lion King, right?
Some other things.
I mean, if it's what the public demands, then yeah, people will go and see it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if anybody's demanding.
People that are 3D, but I feel like a lot of like the girls, no offense, Amy, the girls that are like our age that were like in middle school in 96 and 97 will go and see this movie because it'll be like a nostalgic type thing for them.
Yeah. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio has moved from those types of roles now, right? And we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but he's not even the same actor anymore.
No.
So.
Nor is his co-host, or the main supporting, what was her name again?
Winslet?
Kate Winslet. She's
yes,
not the same either.
Kate Winslet.
So.
She's completely different now, too. So, yeah.
Interesting stuff. Okay. So this weekend box office, I don't know if any of you guys decided to go and spend any money on these movies. I wouldn't have. But anyway.
Really? I do want to see The Immortals.
Well, The Immortals, maybe. I don't know. I wasn't too impressed. So The Immortals came in at number one in its first week at $32 million. Jack and Jill, the Adam Sandler movie, which looks absolutely terrible, but
got
still
a
somehow made
on Rotten Tomatoes.
Still somehow made $26 million.
I can't believe that movie almost made $30 million.
It's pretty ridiculous. It's pretty crazy.
He's got to be. There's no other explanation for it.
He probably like
this
bought
movie. It looks so terrible.
He probably bought all the tickets. You know, he probably just said, you know what, I'm going to buy all these tickets. We're going to see how it goes.
I don't get it.
I don't know either. I have no idea. So Puss in Boots is number three. Tower Heist is number four. And J. Edgar, the Leonardo DiCaprio movie about who he plays the title character, came in at fifth.
J. Edgar.
Yeah, I want to see this too.
Hmm.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood.
You know. He's associated with the movie. I'll go see it. My in-laws went to go see it, and they really enjoyed it. So, I guess the biggest praise was from my mother-in-law was that she didn't fall asleep.
She always falls asleep in movies?
Yeah, she tends to. So, she said, I didn't fall asleep, so that tells you something. I'll probably really
wow.
Enjoy it. So,
so for her,
pretty
like,
intriguing then.
So for her, the rating would be like how many minutes it took for her to fall asleep.
She put snore things on those. Yeah,
she fell asleep on Star Trek.
No way!
Wow!
Oh my god! She falls asleep at everything except J. Edgar. That's kind of interesting.
Wow.
I mean, it's not a good rating scale for me because I like the movies that she falls asleep during. So I definitely want to see it. You know, it's Oscar bait, anyone can see. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio has been up for Oscars a handful of times, I think. So, and you know, Clint Eastwood. It seems like in the past like 4 years, he's got a movie come out right around Oscar time.
Sure.
So. You know, I think that right now it's got to be close to being the front runner. I don't know what else is out there that's been talked about for Oscar buzz recently, but you know, it's not about how much money you make in the theaters, as evidenced by The Hurt Locker. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, well, actually, another film that is actually came out today in a limited release. Is The Descendants, which is by George Clooney, which is with George Clooney. And it's actually getting really, really good reviews. It's got a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. It is actually a film that was written by Alexander Payne.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know him, he actually wrote, what was that movie about wine?
The Sideways.
Yeah, Sideways. He also wrote he wrote and directed Sideways as well as About Schmidt, which is that movie with Jack Nicholson. So have you ever seen those two movies? They're About Schmidt, I think I like a little better, but they are, you know, they're these, you know, quirky, but very, like, they're very drama, they're very driven, like, drama, personality, character-based, so...
Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates, oh, God, no. All right, let's not talk about that. Have you ever seen About Schmidt, Amy?
I haven't, unfortunately.
I need to go out and
watch a
good movie.
It is a really good movie. It is actually, I think it's one of Jack Nicholson's, like, one of his better movies. Like, there's times when he just goes around screaming and stuff like that, and it's like, okay, it's enjoyable, but he doesn't really show, like, you know, it's Jack Nicholson. Of course he looks crazy. He can be crazy as much as he wants, but.
Oh, yeah. He's the
it's
guy
not as good as young Jack Nicholson.
Coined
but,
the phrase of other stuff that we, you know, like, you can't handle the truth, all that, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. He coined phrases that turn to, you know, phrases that everybody says now, you know? Yeah.
It's not as good as his younger movies like Chinatown, but it's definitely better than, what was the one he won the Oscar for? I keep wanting to say What Women Want, but that's not right.
Mm-mm. As good as As Good as It Gets or something?
As good as it gets. Yeah.
Better than that.
Oh.
And then, so let's see, it's getting some really good reviews. So with, I guess we can, with this Oscar bait season, John, what kind of, what, just of one good movie that you're interested in, which one would you pick and which one do you think would be something you would take a look at?
Actually the biggest one is J. Edgar. I kind of saw the trailer for it like 6 months ago, and I circled it. I said, I have to go see this movie, definitely. Like I said, for the reasons that I said, Clint Eastwood directing, and I, you know, he had a couple, I wasn't that thrilled with Hereafter, which came out last year, I believe, mm-hmm. around this time. Mm-hmm. I finally saw that on DVD, and it was all right, not great. But as far as he goes, you know, as a drama director, especially in the past like 10 to 15 years, I mean, it's I feel like his movies are you can't miss. Mystic River is one of my favorite movies ever. I think it really got shafted during the Oscars that year because of Lord of the Rings. And Leonardo DiCaprio, like Pete was saying, you know, his acting chops have really changed since he was younger. You know, ever since, I think it was Gangs of New York, and then Catch Me If You Can, and all those movies started coming out, I think that his acting has really been really, really good. Also, you know, in the past couple of years with Shutter Island and obviously Inception. So I think that is the one that I want to see the most. But as far as other, you know, non-Oscar bait movies, there's a handful out there that I want to see. Obviously, the you know, Sherlock Holmes and Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and things like that. So,
cool.
See,
Amy, do you have any, like, of all the movies that we've, you know, seen until pretty much? Well, the nominations come out in a little bit, you know, in January. So, are you, anything that you're interested in seeing in the next couple months?
I normally don't, like, go out and watch movies that are nominated, but, like, I'm really interested in... I'd like to see J. Edgar as well, just because the same reasons that even John mentioned that, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio has... he's really, as an actor, I think just the fact that his name is associated with J. Edgar, I'm interested in that. So, For the same reasons, I will go see it because Leonardo DiCaprio is in it, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I know he's a really good actor, so I'd like to see more of that, please. but yeah, I'm interested in seeing a couple other ones too. I don't know if they'll get nominated, but, like, you know, we'll see what happens. So, but yeah, I'd like to see Hunger Games and Sherlock Holmes and a few other little ones, and yeah, we'll see how it goes. So. Okay. Whether or not I'll actually get to the theater and watch them is a whole other thing.
right.
Yeah, most definitely. Right. Yeah. How about you, Peter?
Yeah, I think we'll make it a three thing here. It's like J. Edgar is definitely one of them. Like you were saying, like The Departed is absolutely one of my one of my it's one of my top films. It's always been like one of my favorite films. Even though it was just so good that, you know, usually I don't like remakes are kind of like, oh, okay, they're not that great. But I was a huge fan of the original, and then I'm a huge fan of the remake. So that's definitely, Leonardo DiCaprio has definitely come up, and so that's good. I also am interested, you know, I'm a fan as well of Alexander Payne, so I think The Descendants will definitely be, it's buzzworthy.
It's on my list of movies to see.
Yeah.
And, once they make the nominations, I think you had the date listed there somewhere.
January 24th.
January 24th. I'll try to watch as many of the Best Picture nominees as I can before the Oscars. I mean, that's, 8 weeks before the Oscars usually.
Right.
It's an impossible task, but I'll try to watch the ones that I want to see before the Oscars if I haven't seen them yet. And then all the other ones I'll catch eventually, and after I see them all, I'll make my judgment and say, you know what, they really messed up with the picks this year and who got the Best Picture Oscar, and or, you know, they really hit the nail on the head and gave the right movie the best Oscar. So, you know, it might take till January of 2013, but I'll eventually see all the nominees of this year's Best Picture, movies. So,
yeah,
well, whatever's out there, I'll put it on my list and I'll see them.
Yeah, there's also another one. I don't know if I actually want to see this, but it's called The Iron Lady, which it's about Margaret Thatcher and how she. It's definitely. I mean, it's not something that it appeals to a general wide audience, but it's another. Apparently it's another thing that Meryl Streep has done really, really well in, and it's like also Oscar bait as well. So, and yeah. That is also coming soon. Actually, that is coming, I think very soon. If I actually
beginning of December, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Meryl Streep in my mind, I never really enjoyed watching her movies. Still kind of don't. I guess. Okay. I mean, I'm not knocking on the door to go see Meryl Streep movies.
Right.
but I happened to catch Doubt, which I guess was nominated for an Oscar.
It was. Huh? It was.
That was a really good movie. And for some reason, I watched Julie and Julia.
I watched it, but I had it was one of my trade-off films, so I had to go see it.
That was actually not bad, but I think that was helped a lot. I mean, I like the co-star in that movie. What's his name? I can't remember what his name is.
That's
not important. Yeah.
I have no idea.
But it was a pretty decent movie. So if it gets nominated, I'm sure I'll end up watching it eventually. But it's not one that I'm clamoring to see.
Right. Okay. Let's see here. I guess we can, speaking of Oscar show news, Billy Crystal's in, Eddie Murphy's out. He's actually, ever since he got picked, he was kind of like, oh, I don't know. It's very pressure. He's afraid that, his jokes, his delivery won't be very funny. Although, I don't know how he could really do any worse than his predecessors, which was pretty much like panned with Anne Hathaway and James Franco. It was pretty panned, they did pretty poorly, and it wasn't very funny, and it was kind of like dragging and stuff like that. So,
it is a lot of pressure, though.
Billy Crystal will do a really good job. I mean, he's just that guy that can stand there and say stuff and make it funny. Just by, just giving a look.
he did it for like years, before they started.
He's done a great job in the
4 or 5 years.
Yeah, before they started switching.
He's right. Eddie Murphy's right in that it's a lot of pressure. But on the other hand, it's like, why is there so much pressure? I mean, you're watching the Oscars to see who wins the Oscars, not to be entertained by the host. You know what I mean? I mean, sure. That's sort of like a, if he happens to be entertaining, then that's good. But you're watching to see this got best picture, this guy got best actor, this girl, this woman got best actress. So, you know, if the host is entertaining, then that should be, hey, that's a plus. Great job. But, you know, that's not the main reason for watching it. And whoever the host is, people are going to watch it. It doesn't really matter who the host. They could have left Brett Ratner, the producer, and Eddie Murphy, the host, and, you know, people would have watched it. And, you know, because it's less important than what the idea of the show is. You know, Bob Hope was the host of the Oscars, you know, 15, 20 times, and people loved him. So I think that what they need is someone like Billy Crystal, who, you know, if nothing else, could be known for being the go-to Oscar host. So we'll see.
Yeah, he's the go-to guy, so...
I didn't think that Hugh Jackman was all that bad a couple of years ago. Alec Baldwin did a pretty good job with Steve Martin.
Sure why they keep trying to like change it up. Why don't they just invite the people that did well back? I don't really understand. Yeah.
Because it's show business, and they're looking at the fact that it's on national television,
yeah,
and
who's hot.
You know, everybody is watching, and I can understand why they're doing that, but at the same time, you know, they're in a little, test it out, you know, what's going to happen? They fall flat on their face, and everybody remembers it. Oh, that was the, you know, the Academy Awards, where we just focus more on the movies than the hosts.
Right. What they need to do is, and I've heard this, you know, thrown around a couple times, is get Neil Patrick Harris to be the host.
Oh, that'd be fun.
He hosts the
Tonys,
and he's done it twice in a row now, I think, and people love it.
Yeah,
and he's very charismatic, and he plays those characters on TV where people just love him, and
yep.
You know, what the hell? I mean, what the hell? Throw it at the wall, see if it sticks. You know, but yeah. We'll see. You know, Billy Crystal will be it this year. People will love it.
It's Billy Crystal. Everybody loves Billy.
See what happens next year.
So Ricky Gervais is also back. Actually, the 84th Academy Awards will be in February. No specific date yet. But in another award show season thing, Golden Globes will be the 69th, will air on January 15th. Nominations will be out next month. And Ricky Gervais is back, despite last year's, you know, semi uncomfortable performance, I guess. Some people couldn't take jokes, so they got upset at the jokes.
Yeah, what was it that he was saying? Do you remember?
No, but he was making jokes that were just like, wow, that's kind of messed up. But at the same time, it's like he's just making jokes. It's not like he's killing your first child.
And then afterwards he said, you know who I am. You hired me. Don't get surprised.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what he said. He's like, you knew what I was going to do. I mean, I think he's like, that was his second year. So he was like, you knew what I did last year. Why did you, you knew what I was going to do. Yeah. Why did you hire me back? You didn't want it to be that. But
people watch it this year because of what he said last year.
Yeah. So he said he pretty much... After last year, he said he didn't care. He's like, I doesn't care about, you know, what other people thought and if they were offended by the jokes. I don't exactly remember specifically, but he definitely said some pretty, I think he said some like stuff that was kind of over the line, but here's one. He was like, something about being not nominated. He's like, also not nominated was I Love You, Philip Morris, Jim Carrey, and Ewan McGregor. Two heterosexual characters pretending to be gay. So the complete opposite of some famous Scientologist, then.
Oh, yes. Oh. That's right. Yeah. I remember that.
He also made a joke about Robert Downey Jr.'s drug problems and rehab, and then made fun of Charlie Sheen, Mel Gibson, for being anti-Semitic.
Was he trying to do a roast and it just went out bad?
I don't know. I think he was just, you know, he was just making jokes that were a little bit teetering on the line, and some people got upset over it.
I mean, if I was watching it, I'd be in my living room laughing my butt off. Yeah. You know? but, you know, because the people you hear the reaction of the people in the room, and he's making fun of the people that are there in the room, it's like, oh, God, he's standing right there.
Yeah, I can't laugh. I'm sitting next to him. Holy crap. Yeah. So
I can see how that would make people comfortable because they're uncomfortable because they're like, this, I'm sitting next to him. I can't really laugh at that. Oh, darn, yeah, it was really funny. Like,
you know, if you're an up-and-comer and you happen to be coming to the Golden Globes and they make a joke about Tom Cruise, you're like, oh, I don't want to laugh at that. I'll be throwing my whole career away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So we've learned a valuable lesson here, kids. Do a job that some people liked and some people got offended by, and you'll still keep your job.
Yeah, that's right.
No problem. Flip a couple people off, but everybody else thinks it's funny. It's fine. You'll get your job. You'll be okay. moving
lost money.
Yeah. Moving on to television. It is close to the end of the fall season. You know, everyone's going to take a hiatus for some turkey and some eggnog and pine cones and stuff.
Yep.
They take off the whole month of December?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Who doesn't take off the whole month of December for the holidays?
I just watched the final episode, not the final episode, the most recent episode of Fringe, and they were like, next week, our fall finale.
Yeah.
I know.
At least it's not as bad as, like, certain cable channels, right? Like, looking at you, USA Today, USA, they always, not today, but USA Networks, what they always do is they order, like, 13 episodes or 16 episodes, and then they'll air, like, you know, 8 of them. And then they'd be like, in 7 months, we'll be
right,
back.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
Actually,
7 months? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The French did that. Not 7 months, but they were like, next episode in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like 2 years ago,
Fringe, the first,
I was like, 4 weeks?
The first season of Fringe, they took off for like 4 months.
Right.
Came back in April. And they were like, back in April. We were like, what? And then they're like, nobody watched our show. And it's like, really? Because everybody forgot about it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty ridiculous. So let's see. Mid season starts around, you know, sometime in January. Some shows go a little later. We can start with CBS, which we're just talking alphabetical order, I guess, that actually released their mid season shows. So Undercover Boss is back on Sundays. And then on Thursdays, Rob! !! Yes, it was all in caps, it's stylized in caps. Will follow Big Bang Theory. It is starring Rob Schneider of Adam Sandler fame, movie fame, just going around like, just doing bizarre things.
Saturday Night Live fame first.
Well, okay, but who remembers him from Saturday Night Live?
He was the copy guy.
I don't remember him from Saturday Night Live. I just remember him from Waterboy going around saying, you can do it. That's how I remember him. And that's... Oddly enough, I think that's what a lot of people remember him by. So, it is pretty much he is a bachelor who marries into a tight-knit Mexican family.
So not a bachelor.
Right. So a newlywed. With a tight-knit Mexican family. So this is something that John is very, very upset about for NBC. Community has been put on the bench. They've been benched for maybe the rest of the season. Nobody knows. But Community's time slot is being taken by the return of 30 Rock, which is obviously a huge, huge thing for NBC.
Well, here's the thing. It was inevitable because they had 4 shows in this time slot without 30 Rock. Obviously, 30 Rock isn't going to come back.
Right.
So someone was going to be the odd man out. Mm-hmm. I, being a fan of Community, assumed it was going to be Whitney because that show is terrible.
Well, it got a full season. So
I know, it doesn't make any sense.
So what they did was Community's out, 30 Rock is in. They moved Up All Night from Wednesdays to Thursdays, kept Parks and Rec and The Office in their original time slots. They're debuting because Prime Suspect has been canceled. A show called The Firm. Yes, The Firm, that book. You know, the movie that starred Tom Cruise that was based off that book. Yeah, that's what the show is about.
Oh, wow.
Will be a one-hour drama at 10.
Have you seen the movie The Firm, Pete? Or Amy?
I have seen it, but I don't remember what it was about. It's been that long.
Like 4 hours long.
Oh no!
I remember because I was getting ready to go on a camping trip, and I was packing, and I had to be at our meeting spot at like 6 o'clock, yeah, and I started packing at like 4 o'clock, and it was on USA, and I was like, oh, this will be over in plenty of time.
It was like
half over, and I was like, how long is this movie? I haven't seen the end.
Oh my god. All I remember is Tom Cruise running in a dark alleyway, and that's all I remember.
Basically, he's a lawyer who gets hired right out of law school by a firm, and the firm is doing illegal things, and he finds out about it, and the police come to him and say, hey, this firm is doing illegal things. Are you going to rat them out for us, or are you going to be arrested by them when
they finally move against him?
So he's like between a rock and a hard place because he's making money hand over fist at the law firm. So I don't know. I had no idea how it ends.
You can watch the show, John. You can see how it ends in the show.
I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, okay. Protest community on a 1 hour drama. Okay. But if you are very upset about Community, which is potentially most likely will get canceled,
reading an article online that said it talked about how there was a show on Fox a few years ago called I don't remember what it was called. It had Brad Garrett in it. And
Dead to Me or something like. Something about death, right?
Till death.
Yeah, that's right.
And basically, it had a mediocre sophomore season, got renewed by Fox, and its ratings on the third season were pretty low, and it got pulled in October, and then brought back in May,
uh-huh.
And for some reason renewed for a fourth season.
Okay.
Because it was owned by Sony, the same as Community. Try to follow me here. Sony was lobbying for this show Till Death to make 88 episodes so that it could be put into syndication.
Right. Right. Oh, is it 88?
It's 88.
Okay. All right.
And Till Death made it through its fourth season to 81 episodes.
Oh, man.
So I think that Community is somewhere. They think that Community might follow that same path and possibly get to the 88 episodes so we could be put in the syndication. But it's really a crapshoot.
I'm not sure.
Is it because there's no laugh track? Is that why nobody's watching it?
Not true because Modern Family is going gangbusters on ratings, and that's a single camera show as well. I don't know. We were having a discussion previously about, you know, like NBC just kind of throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks. And I made the joke that we can all just blame JMO for saying, okay, fine, I'll seed, but then I won't seed. And then NBC's like, okay, come over and do a 10 o'clock show. And then then once that show didn't work out, they were just like, now there's a dearth. So they're just trying to throw everything at it, and at the same time they're throwing everything out as well.
What I was saying when we were talking about that was, I'm sorry, we kind of have these conversations offline, Amy.
It's okay, it's all right.
I was saying that they put Conan in at the 11:30 slot on the Tonight Show, which in my mind sort of makes sense because I grew up in college and high school watching Conan O'Brien. I enjoyed it. I wanted to see it. I didn't find Jay Leno funny all that much, but the timing wasn't right because people my age haven't been in their careers for such a point where, you know, they go to bed at 11:30 and they sit in bed and watch Tonight Show. Still, the people who were the generation, you know, the older generation. So the older generation doesn't get Conan O'Brien, doesn't get his jokes. So they put him in the Tonight Show too soon. If they had kept Conan O'Brien in the time slot he was in for, you know, 10 extra years or whatever, 5 extra years or whatever, I think he would have been fine moving into the Tonight Show then, because then they would have the fan base that they were looking for.
Jimmy Fallon
is doing fine at the Late Show right now, because he's still got that college, you know, group that's college and just out of college and just before college watching that, where it's the same kind of fan base that Conan had. So I think that NBC just forced the issue and moved him up too soon.
And then,
I mean, it's not, I don't know.
Then they gave him like 4 months and they're like, oh yeah, you gotta go.
Right, as if the Tonight Show was a huge moneymaker anyway.
Right, I mean, like, the 10 o'clock one was terrible. It turns out that nobody wanted to watch it, right? Cause
before Jay Leno moved to the 10 o'clock time slot, the Tonight Show and the Late Show with David Letterman were both losing to Nightline.
Oh, consistent. Wow.
Nightline's a good show, dude.
It sucks.
I don't know. I was never interested. I never found David Letterman nor Jay Leno to be funny. So that's nothing off my back.
That's what I'm saying.
So it doesn't matter.
But anyway, I like, as a fan of the show Community, I can see how somebody who watches Two and a Half Men or whatever, mm-hmm. watching Community and saying, I don't understand these jokes. Why is this funny?
Right.
Why is making fun of this show The Cape? It doesn't make any sense. Which is what the one episode, the
this
one guy was like,
terrible. That's why they made
the
fun
one,
of it.
The one character on the show was like, running around in a black cape, and the other character was like, that show is going to get canceled. And he was like, 6 seasons in a movie. And he would, like, turn his cape and run away.
That show is pretty awful.
But, I mean, I could see why people would be like, I don't get this show. I'm not watching it. It's kind of all over the place, but,
For those that are very interested in saving communities, just like, you know, we were talking about before, you know, Chuck, for 3 seasons, was in a very terrible spot. It was definitely in a spot that could get canceled. And then it got rallied and it was saved. And now its series finale is in January. So, you know, it got to the end. It got to end properly. But if you're interested, just go to save-community.com and then file the petition. That is actually on video right now. We're actually showing the site. It's just a quick little thing that you can sign into your email address and everything, and it'll it's just a petition for maybe if NBC actually cares about their fans, they'll actually maybe.
I'm not signing it because there's no point.
Well, every signing counts. I don't know. I made that up.
I'm sure it does.
Maybe it does. Maybe it won't.
I have a question. What's this show? Who do you think you are?
It's a genealogy show.
Oh, okay.
It is about a...
I gotcha, yeah. Who you're related to. If you're related to somebody famous or whatever.
Yep.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. So let's see here. So on Fox, they haven't... Fox and ABC haven't come out with their mid-season schedule just yet. But Fox is coming out with a couple of new shows. One show is called Touch with Kiefer Sutherland, who has an autistic son, who turns out that he has actual supernatural abilities and is able to see... getting able to connect things, which is interesting. Alcatraz, which is about a whole bunch of people died on Alcatraz. They disappeared. Then apparently they're not dead. They come around killing people. So it's a show by J.J. Abrams. So it's going to be very interestingly like bizarre and everything.
Guy from Jurassic Park, isn't it?
Right.
Sam Neill.
Jorge Garcia, the guy who's also from Lost. And
right.
Yeah.
Hurley.
Yep, Hurley, and it'll be interesting. And if you're interested, 6 years later, Napoleon Dynamite cartoon, if you want to see that.
Every time I watch a movie, it gets a little less funny.
Yeah, it gets a little bit like, it's just like, wow, this is ridiculous. I mean, I remember when I saw it, I was like, oh my god, this movie's ridiculous. And now it's like, this movie's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
we saw it together.
We bought tickets for Anchorman and snuck in into Napoleon Dynamite.
We're not condoning it.
You're saying that I've done it in my life.
We were young. We were stupid.
And impulsive.
Yes. No, not impulsive. That was a plan.
And it wasn't worth it anyway. So.
But Anchorman was worth it. So ABC's coming out with a couple of shows called The River, which is about, you know, Amazonian and millions of people dying and... something like that. And then also a show that used to be called Good Christian Bitches. Then it was renamed Good Christian Bells, and now it's just GCB.
Wow.
It is a former mean girl during her teen years who returns to Dallas after her marriage ends badly and is forced to face the past she left behind.
Wow.
Sounds terrible.
It does kind of sound terrible.
So that's that'll be great. What is this here? Oh, a couple of AMC and FX. Mad Men will continue for 3 more seasons and end. Thank God.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that Mad Men will end. Like, not because I hate it. I love that show. But it will end, and it'll be good.
7 seasons, Matthew Weiner said, and he's already planned the ending.
7? Oh, yeah, 7.
7, yeah.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
So basically, he didn't really get into it too much, but it seems like it's going to, like, maybe be kind of like a flash-forward type thing.
Oh, sweet.
And show an 84-year-old Don Draper. I don't know.
Okay.
That's kind of all that they hinted at, too.
Hopefully you change your mind, Matthew Weiner. Because that sounds really
We'll see.
But, yeah, I love that show. And hopefully it will, you know, like my mantra is at the beginning, a great show must end. It cannot stay forever.
Yep.
And then here, Archer, which is a really funny show that John loves, right?
So great. It's great.
Coming back in January. Justified is coming back as well. Amy, I don't remember if you've actually seen Justified.
No, I haven't. Not yet.
All right. Well, you'll have to catch up.
Because, definitely watch it.
Yeah.
Arlo Cagina is going to be in it this year.
Oh, man.
Cool.
I don't know how they're good. This is going to be... It's going to be good. I mean, Justified is just a good show, which will be, you know, it'll be interesting to see.
It's on FX, so they can get away with a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
And 13 episodes, so the good show actually took place. Okay. So let's see here. Like we said before, Prime Suspect has been canceled, which previously they were kind of like, it's been picked up. No, it hasn't. Now it's canceled.
Well, they ordered a whole season, right?
I'm not so sure anymore, because even in the news reports, they kind of said, oh, no, it just kind of shelved it. And it's over. It had an initial run of, like, they might have ordered a couple more episodes, a couple more scripts or something, but...
Is it like a Black Donnelly's type thing, where they did order a whole season and then they just stopped showing it?
Well, Black Donnelly's was a mid-season, right? So it got 13 episodes, and then once they aired those, they kind of, like...
They didn't air them all.
They didn't. Aired, that's right.
They aired 6 of them, and then they were like,
"That's
if you want to watch the rest of them...
Go online.
You can go on our website.
Come online. Yeah. Oh, no.
That's right. Oh, my God. Oh, that was God. That show was really good, though.
And it was really good.
If they let it go, they would have done, like, I think it would have done pretty well. But
and now Olivia Wilde is off doing other things, so.
Yeah, well, now she's a famous person, and who else is? So let's
there's a couple other people in there.
Yeah. But, all right. So that is it for this week.
What is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me?
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Oh, okay. I wanted to skip this, but okay, if you're interested.
I don't know what it is.
What's that?
It sounds like I should know what it is.
Oh, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is an NPR quiz show. If you've never heard it, it comes on Saturdays most of the time, but you can listen to it on their website, on NPR.org. It is a radio show. It is very sarcastic. Every week they have, like, 3 people that just – they're their panelists – and they just go over the week's news. They have one where it's just like Carl Castle, which is actually a he's a relic. I don't really know if you call it a relic. He's a pretty old guy, but he's well known in being like a news guy. He was a morning news anchor on NPR for a long, long time, and then he retired. But he makes these like ridiculous voices in the beginning to imitate, like, you know, John Boehner. Michelle Bachmann, anybody like that. Then they have, like, limericks. Then they have, you know, fake stories and real stories you have to choose. And it's just a funny show. They make a lot of, like, sarcastic jokes about the things that are happening in the week's news. But what they're doing is, in a partnership with BBC America, they're going to wrap up the year. So you're pretty much just going to be their same old sarcastic selves. Just going through the whole year. It'll be on BBC America on the 23rd, December 23rd, and it'll be airing on NPR. Check your local listings at on the 24th and 25th. So if you have nothing better to do Christmas Eve or Christmas, tune into NPR, I guess. yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a huge NPR fan, despite what other people may.
Every time I listen to NPR, it's a world disaster happens.
Right, right. Well, you know, NPR does a lot of interesting stuff. They have a lot of you know, shows. They have a lot of podcasts and stuff that are...
The one time there was an earthquake in China, yeah, and then Benazir Bhutto was assassinated, so I'm not going to listen to NPR for a little bit.
Stop listening to NPR.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Well, did you listen to NPR a couple days ago? Because some guy shot the White House. You listen to a couple days?
I heard
oh,
that.
Yeah, I've heard about that, yeah.
You tuned in to NPR,
but they,
didn't you?
I heard that they didn't even know it happened. They just found the bullet in the White House.
Yeah.
They found a bullet in the window, yeah. I mean, right. It hit a ballistic window. Obviously, they're not going to have regular windows in the White House. The guy, you know, shot a couple times.
Yeah, my husband was talking to me about that. Like, that I guess they were going to try it. They're going to find the people that did it and arrest them. And I thought, well, was it on purpose or was it on accident? Were they doing, like, a drive-by shooting and it just ricocheted and hit the window? What? Like, you know, so if that's
possibly
the case,
the worst place in the country to drive by.
Go to jail for
it's Northwest D.C. It's not that bad. There's not that many drive-throughs. There's not many that many drive-bys in Northwest D.C. It's not anymore, at least. but no, he did it on purpose.
Not anymore.
He did it on purpose, and now he's arrested for the assassination of the president. So that guy's screwed.
Attempted.
Yeah, most definitely.
Attempted assassination, you're pretty much, you're screwed anyway. It's the president.
Right.
You're done, buddy. Okay, so that is...
un-American, doggone it.
Right.
Yeah.
Try him in Texas. Rick Perry won.
Yeah.
So that is it for ScreenView Episode 7. Be sure to follow us on ScreenView at ScreenView Show on Twitter. You can always contact us at contact@tfradio.net, or you can always comment on each show individually at tfradio.net. Well, that's it. So you can follow me on Twitter at Pete_Van. That's only one N. Don't have to make it any better. It's like minivan. Just spell like minivan. And then you can follow Amy at Lady of Rec, and John, who is proclaiming himself to be the worst Twitterer.
I think I've tweeted twice.
Yeah, and they were both complaints.
Yeah.
They were both complaints.
But you can follow him, and if you get enough enough, maybe you'll actually start, you know, updating in some way or another.
I'll start making stuff up.
Yeah, at Silver Meteu.
Awesome.
That's Meteu. And that's it. So thank you for listening to and watching and or watching to ScreenView Episode 7. We will try this again next week live. Some technical difficulties have obviously derailed us a little bit, but we will prevail.
We're getting better.
Yeah, we'll get better. I promise.
Yeah.
Next week is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we'll try something on Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
Something
cool. Cool.
All right. Well, that is it. Good night, everyone. And we will talk to you next week.
All right.
Cool.
You've been listening to ScreenView. ScreenView is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.